I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. It's September 16th, and first item on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Big Horse? Congresswoman Edwards? Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Chair Potts?
Present. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Walker.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for the pretty weather, Lord, and all of the rain that we've had recently, Lord. Just ask that you be with us as we meet, be with us over the next couple weeks as we make decisions that affect those that we serve, Lord. Just please want to pray for children, youth, and all of the loss and the pain and suffering that's going on around here, Lord. I just ask that you take care of those that are in need. Please forgive us for our sins, Lord. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
The next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. I would also like the minutes to reflect that Treasurer Littleton is with us. You're welcome to join us at the table if you'd like. Congressman Walker.
It's 105 a.m. there, middle of page one. Congresswoman Edwards arrived. P.M.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I just want to talk about these minutes. I see a motion to request at the bottom of the page two. Did the chair make that request and has it been responded to?
I have not communicated a request.
Would you please follow up on that?
I can do that.
Okay. Move to approve the minutes of September 9th as presented. As amended.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Thank you. Minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is the appropriated revenue report. I'll turn the floor over to our budget analyst to walk us through our appropriated revenue report.
Thank you. Can you guys see that okay, or do you zoom too far out? Okay, here is the appropriated revenue report as things sit to today. Nothing's really changed. The reflections of all the changes are in here. Nothing's really changed up there. We are sitting at a deficit of $1.2 million, we jump over to the legislative requests. Again, this is as of today. We have $1.7 million in request. If these were to pass as they stand, we would be at a $2.9 million deficit. Retained revenue, there are two different requests. for that fund, or for that, and it sets at 1.1 million in the green. If you have any questions, or I can switch back over.
Whitehorn.
So the 2.9 on the appropriation, this sheet that we're looking at, a legislative request, is in addition to what I'm seeing on the report, this report?
That's correct.
That's looking kind of bleak.
Couple more times. There you go. And zoom over.
Okay. Down.
And just for the information of the committee, I'd like to report we have received 4 of the 6, I believe, reports from standing committees and select committees that have reviewed sections of ONC A 1977. We're not entirely through with that process, but from what it's looking like, from the reports that we have, not many amendments have been made to the bill or to the sections of the bill. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I know they were just reported today, but does the budget analyst have any idea if there's increase or overall increase or decrease of what's been put back out of the committee, turned out of the committees?
So I have a few notes. There was a decrease in, these are my personal notes, so okay. Bear with me. There was a decrease in real estate services budget of $400,000. And then there was a decrease of $19,000 out of the treasurer's budget, if I recall.
Yes.
And then there wasn't increase to the matching grant fund of $25,000.
Did that amendment stand?
That amendment did pass out of committee through communication with Congressman Walker. I've already submitted a general order amendment to remove that $25,000 from the matching grant fund. So
just
it stands in there and is reflected in the appropriated revenue report currently, but it, with the hope that my amendment will pass, that will be backed out.
So basically we're looking at a reduction, a possible reduction on the line of the appropriated revenue report by $400,000, correct?
That's already reflected in there.
Oh. Okay.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Would you bring up the other screen? Okay, I'm following now. Go back to the other one.
Also, like the minutes to reflect that Ms. Rivard is here with us as well from the executive branch. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, if there's no other questions about this review, I'd like to move that the budget analyst distribute this appropriated revenue report we reviewed to Congress.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
And
second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I know that they know the protocol that the clerk will stamp it in, and that'll be the one we're working off now. So
I would agree. Okay. And I think that definitely needs to be done so that everyone on Congress is aware that what we're looking at, a $1.2 million potential that needs to still be made in reductions somewhere.
And that the legislative requests or even send it that much further over.
Yes. Any further discussion? Ms. Rewart.
Thank you, Mr. Potts. Could we get a copy of that as well? So sure. We're on the same page.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion is approved. This time, I'm not aware of any budget analysis to go over. So we'll move on to item number 7 on our agenda, and I'll turn the floor over to Congressman Walker.
Next is ONCA 1977, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $25,857,782 to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. ONCA 1977 was sent out to the committees of jurisdiction. As I said, we've received 4 of the 6 committee reports back. We do have committee meetings scheduled tomorrow morning and Thursday morning. Looking at a potential Wednesday meeting as well, but I do believe we have all day Thursday to be able to put this bill back together and figure out a solution. Would like to report from what we've seen so far, or what we know of. It wasn't communicated in a report yet, but Commerce was able to find a reduction of $400,000 through real estate for remediation purposes, and $19,000 was removed from the Treasury budget for unallowable expenses. So those are the 2 of significant changes that I'm aware of that have occurred in what's been reviewed in 1977. But as we sit currently, $1.2 million over projected revenue as filed, this committee will be the committee responsible for finding a solution. So we've got to start kicking around ideas, kicking around solutions to figure this out. Treasurer Littleton.
Just for clarification, the original filing of 1977 was for $26,037. This one is for $25,857. That's $180,000 difference. Can you tell me what that change was?
I don't recall.
So a couple of things that I might be able to shed some light on and what might be missing from 1977. If I recall, merit was 173 or 178,000 somewhere. So that may be one of the reductions that you're not, or that you're accounting for, that may be in your numbers for 1977, and that's just appropriated in a separate bill. So that the title there won't exactly follow everything as it goes through. What will be reported out of this committee or reviewed will be as the bill comes back, and we'll do our best to marry that up and make sure everybody's on the same page.
Any light you can share with us if it's your light to know?
Anything else regarding ONCA 1977?
At this time, I'd make a motion to postpone ONCA 1977 to the call of the chair.
Motion to postpone.
Second.
And a second discussion. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, you know, since we have the treasurer here, I've been made aware of some new budgets that have come over that I don't know if they're reductions or increases from the executive branch, and they haven't come through the protocol of the clerk of Congress as an official communication. So I don't know where those stand, but I know that those were requested the 31st of July to come over as an official communication. So I'd like to have some discussion about that since it applies to 1977 before we leave there. So if we want to discuss it here in this portion, that's fine.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I agree. Some discussion needs to be had on that. So with that, I will draw my motion to have some of that discussion as well.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I agree with Congresswoman Whitehorn. What we're looking at, another reason for a potential difference there, Treasurer Littleton, is I know Treasury may be tracking the budgets as they have them or the support documentation as they have them. Until that is officially communicated to Congress, we don't make those changes or even have the ability to make those changes. So if you can shed some light on that process, I would appreciate it.
Treasurer Littleton. The system we're using now, if we make the change as it goes in, we don't make the change until, the procedure we're using now is not to make the change until it's enacted by you on anything that comes from you back to us. We are making changes from what directors give us for additional information, and they are in my CROI also. I've been working with Treasurer or Controller Fox on getting you the official changes that we're making as far as in the summary form in the executive budget. So those should be forthcoming. But right now we're working with Mike Roy on another issue with the software right now, trying to get another issue corrected. So that's why Controller Fox isn't here right now. So.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I'm not completely clear on what you just said. The specific issue that I'm speaking of is we've had a communication by email and maybe a new budget attached to it for a department or program. Mm-hmm. And those are not public documents, number one, because they were sent by email. That's why also we made the motion that any changes, because we know it happens throughout mm-hmm. this session, that as you're looking at things, you make adjustments within those departments and entities. And they should be put before the committee for review when those changes are made so we can make the appropriate amendments in the bill. We need that by a hard copy with a communication receipt to show that this is your changes you're making to a budget specific. Because like you said, we are working on a new system mm-hmm. right now. That's always been the protocol we followed. I'm not saying it's going to always have to be the protocol, mm-hmm. but for our record keeping and to keep committees on the same page and to have the appropriate document trail of our process, that's why the motion was made on July 31st. So if those are to be considered, if those changes are real changes that need to be considered, then we need the documents to be sent to us.
Treasurer. And I believe that's where we have another issue that we probably need to work out. When a document becomes public, in what form it has to be in to be public. We have been become aware of I think it's a congressional procedure where you discuss what a public document is, but we're looking into our interpretation of that, and really what we're trying to do is make you aware of what we're doing as soon as we can, okay, as opposed to waiting till the next appropriation meeting or so forth, or till the offices are opening, or both offices are open. So with that said, we're working through our interpretation of that public document, and when it becomes that, we're working with the Attorney General's office on that, and hopefully we'll be able to give you our understanding of that shortly.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I guess the question I'm asking is, are you going to send those budgets over by a communication receipt? That's it. That's it down to, and if you're not, why are you not going to do that?
Treasurer.
Yeah. We
Our plans are to send them over in the same form that we first submitted them, and that was a executive budget with supporting documents in an electronic form. And we're working on that executive budget to interface all of the supporting document changes at this time.
Go ahead.
So I'm just trying to think of the way to say it. So the form of the budget, passing out the operating funds of the nation, is the legislative, the Congress's duty and obligation. I believe the Treasury law says that when we ask the Treasurer for documents, that he's to respond in 2 days and give them to us in a timely manner. And so now we're splitting hairs whether those can be by email or you can come down and hand us a document, as we've done for every legislative session that we've appropriated the funds of the nation. So that's what it's come down to.
Treasurer.
Maybe.
I'm trying to figure out how that really benefits the people for us to be stuck in this cycle of withholding a paper document. I see no benefit to the people, nor to this process of getting the funds appropriated for operations. Mm-hmm. And it's a very sad thing that we're having an argument whether you can email to us, or which is a process that we have never done before in the process of passing out budgets. And I don't think that anybody's opposed to trying to change the process, but for the Treasury office to dictate that this body changes that process in the middle of the process is disheartening to me, and I don't think it's of great benefit. So that being said, I guess I'm finished with this discussion.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The motion that was made on July 31st is very specific. It says, motion to require that changes in support documentation be made through official communications to the Office of the Clerk. The motion was seconded and passed with 6 yeas and 0 nays. Treasurer Littleton, is it at this point prudent for myself as Chair of Appropriations to specifically request support documentation that has already been submitted not through official communications, through official communication?
Could you repeat that?
The motion that was made by this committee was to require that changes in support documentation be made through official communications through the Office of the Clerk. Law requires that the budget submission, which is what you said or stated, is working to be amended before resubmission. The budget was submitted on July 13th. We have it. It's in 1977. We're reviewing it. We're ready to go. We don't get to change that midstream. That's why the motion was specific to changes in support documentation be made through official communication, because that's what this body considers. So that's what we've requested in an email. I believe that went Thursday, Friday, sometime last week. Do I now just need to say, please, or reiterate this motion of Congress, support documentation be made through official communication? And if that's the case, is that what we can expect from your office?
What we plan on giving you is a amended executive branch budget and also the supporting documents consistent with the last submission. The original submission, I guess I should say. If the original submission wasn't acceptable, then if you want to communicate that to me, then I'd be glad to.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Treasurer Littleton, I believe that was communicated to you through email. as well as the chief, on how we would be proceeding with that.
What date?
I'll have to go find that.
In July?
It was right around the time of the budget submission that it was communicated that a link on a piece of paper is not sufficient. I believe I CC'd the rest of the Appropriations Committee on that as well.
Ms. Rivard.
Thank you, Chair. I was, so am I hearing that what's been submitted since July 13th via electronic and available in microwave will, is not being considered through appropriations at this time?
No. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, everything that was submitted through microy, the support documentation is being utilized in the 100 or so odd page budget that's before this body. That's what is being made up. That is the executive branch request. And I'm being asked to clarify. We've been made aware the support documentation has changed since July 13th. The Congress has not received those in a manner that is acceptable. So no, those are not being considered at this time, which leads us to a big problem.
Okay, so they're not being considered.
The changes since July 13th are not being considered.
So any documents since July 13th that were submitted electronically and available in microy are not being considered currently to get funded through appropriations.
Any committee. Any committee.
I haven't heard that at any other committee meetings. That's why I'm asking. So, or at the other committees of jurisdiction, I haven't heard that anything like that. So I'm just trying to get so we can report back.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Ms. Rivard, I don't believe that Treasurer Littleton has sat through a complete SHISO session, but you have. And when you guys make change to department budgets, what's the protocol that this body's followed?
I think it was, excuse me.
Ms. Rivard.
I believe that this is the first year that we have done our budget process electronically through microy. And so it has changed significantly than in the past, so.
Is the budget process yours, or is it this body's?
There's a budget process laid out in our accounting policy and procedures mm-hmm. that I'm aware of, and we've been following the same process except for this year. Of course, as you guys know, it's new because we always submit the executive branch budget, as we have in the past, and last year we submitted paper. This year, it was available, I believe it was through microy, and you had training and things of that nature. So I think everything has been electronic this year.
And we had this, that's not the way this body accepts official communications from the executive branch. We do it by paper documents. That's the way we've always done it, every budgetary cycle that I've set here, you've always turned in the hard copy document. This is a new process. We're excited about using a new process, but it would only make sense to continue on with our old process until we see how this new process works, instead of just saying no and getting to the point we are right now. So I still am requesting that we get paper documents. The motion was made. People were sitting here at the table that are currently here right now. And I'm going to reiterate that request, that when there's a change in a support documentation budget from a department or entity, that you submit it to us by communication receipt until we can figure out how this electronic process is going to be tracked on this side. So we'll understand the system. We haven't had the opportunity to work with it yet. This is our first time. And I think that at one point in time, you guys were changing systems over. And I know for a fact that on the air, it says you ran both systems at the same time. Is that correct, Treasurer Littleton? When you
Say
guys
that
were
again.
Making a changeover, maybe on the chart of accounts, or
mm-hmm.
when you were making a huge change in the system, the protocol that you did an act a certain way in your offices, you ran two systems at one time. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, I'm not following what you're saying there. What system are you talking about? On the Microy system?
I'm not exactly sure. I just know that you had two operating systems going at once when you were making a changeover from one to another. That's a smart and prudent way to do things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think that you agree with that. So
yes.
I'm trying to figure out why we're having this conversation. So I'm very disheartened about it, but mm-hmm. I'm finished.
Treasurer Littleton.
So from what I'm understanding, you're not considering any changes that we're submitting now unless we give them to you in paper form. Is that the official word of this committee?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Treasurer Littleton, I don't believe that that's the word of this committee. That is the standing practice that has been established for years of this Congress. Communication is to be received in an official format. An email has never been addressed in our congressional policies, our congressional rules, but an official communication has been. It always has been.
Open Records Act.
And I don't believe that an email communication complies with any spirit of congressional policy or rules that have been adopted by this Congress, not just this committee. And that's why we've requested that the official communication be made.
Treasurer.
So yes, that's a no, or no, that's a yes.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Congress has not received additional support documentation to consider.
Okay.
We'll correct that.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I realize that more support documentation exists. It has not been communicated to the Congress.
We'll correct that.
Anything else? We're still on 1977. Congressman Potts.
Motion to postpone ONC in 1977 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion and a second to postpone ONCA 1977. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay. ONCA 1977 is postponed. Next is ONCA 1974, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $2,162,450 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Before you've got ONCA 1974, this is the legislative branch appropriation bill, including it at our two sections, one for the Congress and the next for the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review. Total amount for Congress being $1,997,107, and the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review for $165,343.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So this comes in under the budgetary outlay, and I think some discussion has been made whether we have enough money in the OFPR budget. And also, I think I had a question today when I was looking at the merit, well, when I was discussing the merit bill that's gone out the door. May I ask a question of Treasurer Littleton? Do you know, I know that the controller separated, back that out of the merit portion of the executive branch budgets, because we usually do that manually here at Congress, and so she went ahead and figured that total was that figured solely based on the executive branch budgets? Is that that amount, or did she figure that as part of the judicial also? I'm unclear on what number that was indicative of. All three branches, or just the executive branch?
My understanding, it just affected the executive branch, but I can get a clarification on that if you'd like.
Okay.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I believe Treasurer Littleton is probably correct in that. Just from the information that I've seen in support documentations, I don't think that that would be inclusive of legislative and judicial.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And currently, we are $15,934 below our budgetary outlay. My recommendation is that upon further review of that, a portion of that money will need to be placed in a merit bill for legislative, and then another number for judicial as well. So at this point, I don't see any major changes that need to be made in ONCA 1974.
So then what's the will of the committee? Do we want to keep it parked here, or are we ready to send it out the door and let it go through the legislative process, be voted on next few days? What do you guys want to do? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I have one question, and I'm ready to send it out. And I know I was in the committee meetings, but a lot of things have occurred since then. In the conference special events and meetings, do we take into consideration on our budget that this is inauguration year? And that we would need some funds to do inauguration.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I believe we did.
Okay. And then I guess I don't know if the treasurer would know the answer to this question, but it seems like when we get to the inauguration time that it's a struggle to find the funds to do it the right way, to do what we like to do as a nation. Do you know if that was taken into consideration in any of the budgets of the executive branch to have some funding for the inauguration? Because usually all three branches contribute to that.
I did not set in on the budget meeting for the congressional budget, so I don't know there. And I did not set in on the creation of those budgets. So I can get a clarification on that also.
I've been corrected. It's not a chief's inauguration year. It's just a congressional inauguration year. So that question wasn't a good one to be asking right now.
Okay. And as a side note, yes, the merit was just for the executive branch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So they said they did consider. Yes, we did consider it. Okay.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make a motion to report ONCA 1974 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any
yes.
opposed, say no. Okay, ONCA 1974 will be reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Next is ONCA 1968, an act to authorize and appropriate $135,000 to the capital asset fund, I assume, for equipment purchases and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is the capital asset fund bill. The support documentation we received for this is purchase of law enforcement vehicles. We have also made a reduction in the Attorney General's budget of $30,000, I believe it was, for the purchase of a vehicle for their investigator. So I do have an amendment at page 74 and 75. Sorry, page 2, line 74, 75. Equipment acquisition, strike $135,000 and insert $165,000 and adjust totals accordingly.
You have a motion?
Well, I'll second for discussion, but.
Seconded discussion. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I prefer the legislation to reflect that $30,000 is for an independent agency instead of just into the executive branch appropriation for that. So maybe a subheading under there, and if anybody, I just think it's good. Is the $135,000 just vehicles the current amount?
Budget analyst can pull up the support documentation that was submitted for capital asset.
And while we're working on this, Bill, Friday afternoon we met with membership and they had a request for a $45,000 engraver in their budget. I felt like it might be more appropriate to be put into this budget rather than the department budget. So if anybody cares to weigh in on that. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I would agree. So that's been reported back to us, so I guess we could go ahead and make that amendment.
I think that would be a good time to do that. Treasurer Littleton.
Yeah, if I may, I sat in on that meeting. It's the engraver for the membership cards. The $40,000 was just a few thousand dollars more than it would cost to issue the cards through a third party, and so that was one of the reasons they submitted the justification for that engraver, and I believe the plan for that department does explain that. So, have you guys not looked at the individual plans on those that we submitted with the?
We just met with the director on Friday afternoon, and I don't recall there being any part of the discussion pertaining to an additional appropriation request for basically issuing the cards. Is that what, did I hear you right?
Yeah, they're issuing cards.
I heard that, but I just thought the appropriation request was for the engraver. Congresswoman Stabler.
I too thought it was in their budget, and we were just moving it to capital assets. Could the budget analyst verify that, or?
That's correct. It was okay. In their budget already.
Okay. Right.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Are you adding, Congressman Potts, are you adding the $45,000 for the engraver for membership?
So, just to be clear, I thought what I heard Treasurer Littleton say is they might possibly get a third party to issue the cards. Was I not hearing that correctly?
Treasurer.
They were looking at the various ways they could provide these cards, and the purchase of the engraver was more economical over the long term than it was to send the cards out and get them printed and back. So
okay, it was a definite choice to get the engraver, not an either or. The money's yeah. there for that. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect.
So,
would
Congresswoman Whitehorn,
would the treasurer agree that's a capital asset?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect. And I'll see that $45,000 amount is reduced from whatever section the membership department is.
He's probably, are you doing all that in one amendment?
He's probably going to do it all in one amendment.
Let's try this.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to withdraw my previous motion and restate. Page 2. Bill. Page 2, throughout the budget insert.
You can get back to that.
Strike lines 56 through 59, department entity through restricted revenue. Strike lines 61 through 74, administrative expense through donations. Line 74.5, insert new lines under equipment acquisition. Law enforcement vehicles, $135,000. Attorney General vehicle, $30,000. Membership engraver, $45,000. And adjust totals accordingly.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Okay, motion passes. Congressman Potts.
Motion to report ONCA 1968 to Congress for the due pass recommendation.
As amended.
As amended.
There's your husband. Was there a second?
Second.
You have a motion to report to Congress with the due pass as amended. Was seconded. Discussion. Congressman Potts.
For discussion purposes, so the equipment acquisition total will change. The total increase of $75,000 with three lines underneath it, one being law enforcement vehicles, attorney general vehicle, and membership engraver.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd be inclined to let this sit on the table just in case while we're working through the bill, other committees report out that we have this bill to make corrections in case we do see any more capital assets in the budgets that come to the table. And then they could all go out the door at the same time if there's any more adjustments to be made. That's just my thought on it.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I understand that. I get it. I can prepare a committee sub so that we can adopt it at the next appropriations meeting if the committee would prefer to operate that way.
That's my preference, truthfully.
Okay. I withdraw my motion. Make a motion to postpone ONCA 1968 to the call of the chair.
We have a motion to postpone and a second. Discussion. Congressman Potts.
I'll work with legislative council to get a committee sub prepared so that we can adopt it at the next meeting and continue to work on it through consideration of ONCA 1977.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor say yes.
Did we just lose our quorum?
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
Maria, can you say one quick vote and then we can adjourn? We have a motion to postpone.
With a second?
With a second.
Seconded. We were about to vote. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed say no. Okay, motion passes. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At this time, we're done with our agenda for the day. Hope was to be done by around noon. For the committee, my intent is to allow government operations to meet until 6 o'clock or 4 o'clock this evening on their agenda. We'll pick up on Thursday with a much longer meeting, probably meeting until 6 o'clock in the afternoon or in the evening.
On Thursday?
On Thursday.
We have meetings tomorrow morning, though, right?
We do have meetings tomorrow morning and
Wednesday.
Looking at Wednesday currently, I don't have one scheduled just yet.
Okay.
Do we have some direction of what's on the agenda tomorrow? Is it 1977?
Well, sure, we'll have some discussion of 1977, but I also have two or three other bills on the agenda. Still need to be considered by this committee.
Okay.
If there's nothing else, that objection, we are adjourned.
Thank you. Make sure to print that. Let's get it. Stamp it in and let's send it out.